immigrants that were going to night school, very few.
All right. Now, you didn't go to any Cheder or Hebrew education here?
No. I knew it.
Did you like music? Did you play any musical instruments or go to concerts or opera
in those early days? Very much. I loved music very much. Used to go to the opera and the Elvin Theater. Used to be down on 6th Street many years back. Mm-hmm. Used to love concerts very much.
Where would you go for concerts?
Well, the concert, I think, used to be... No, it wasn't the Serum Mosque. I can't recall exactly. We used to have, on the Hill District, we used to have a lot of entertainment. There's a lot of Jewish shows used to come in.
That's the next question. Did you go to the Yiddish Theater?
Very much. Very much love
of
Yiddish.
Any other theater or all the... Was all Yiddish theater that you went to?
The Yiddish theater wasn't in Pittsburgh at Steady. They used to come in just a certain season.
But I mean, did
seasons.
You ever go to any of the other theaters?
Oh, yeah, English theaters. Of course, theater. I loved very much English plays, mm-hmm. very much, to the Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Elvin Theater, that time.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever attend any lectures in those early years?
Very much.
And where would you have gone
Zionist Hall on Sandra Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
A labor lyceum was built in 1915, which we were members there. I was a member in Workman's Circle and the Young People's Socialist League. YPSL, they called it.
And did you ever go to the public libraries in Pittsburgh in those early years?
Yes, we had a library right on Wiley Avenue. We had the Carnegie Library. We used to read books.
Mm-hmm. And what Pittsburgh newspapers did you first read?
The English papers?
Yes.
It was the Leader. There was a Leader. Yes, there was a Leader at that time.
Mm-hmm. And did you read Yiddish papers also?
Yeah, very much. The Forwards were at that time big.
Now, the Leader, that was the Pittsburgh
one, that was the bigger,
in English, but it was Jewish content, huh?
The Leader? No, it was an English,
regular paper.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the Leader, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Used to be on Fifth Avenue, Dispatch, but what do they call it? The press was always in Pittsburgh.
All right, now, when you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person? And if so, in what ways were you religious?
Well, I came from a very Orthodox home. And in the town that I came from, there was no question that I had to go to shul morning and evenings, at least. But coming here, I did not pursue my religious. Of course, I came to a very Orthodox home,
mm-hmm.
and natural being, you had to work during the holidays and Saturdays, which was necessary. We did not attend any services in synagogues or anything like that.
Except
the high holidays. Yeah.
Where did you go to the synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Russian synagogue on Miller Street. On Miller Street, yeah. It used to be the Russian synagogue, yeah.
And do you remember what that was like?
Well, it was a synagogue with a lot of Jewish people, mostly Jews, with a policeman outside that you couldn't get in without a ticket before Rosh Hashanah. And I'll never forget it. The first Rosh Hashanah, I didn't buy a ticket, and I came over, and they wouldn't let me in. And that was in every synagogue. They had policemen on the outside those days.
And what observances did you carry on in your home? Well, in your aunt's home there, or like your own when you were, have a kosher?
Yeah, we had a kosher home because my mother came over in 1921. We had to keep a kosher home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you celebrated the holidays?
Yes, very much. The holidays that you celebrate until today.
Did you experience any change in your health due to the change of climate or food when you first came to Pittsburgh?
Not at all. Felt very good.
And when you were here?
Something burning?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, yes.
All right, now where did you go for medical care here in Pittsburgh at the very beginning? Remember the doctor's name?
Yes, I had Dr. Grogan. Was a good friend of mine. As a young man, I became doctor. In fact, he was the one who, my Gertrude, when she was born, he was our doctor, mm-hmm. Dr. Grogan. He was on regular medical aid,
Where was he?
On St. Gravity. Yeah.
Was he Jewish?
Yes.
All right, now, you told me for a few of the organizations that you belonged to, the synagogue that you went to. Did you belong to the synagogue? The Socialist League.
And the Workman's Circle.
Workman's Circle, uh-huh.
Union.
The Union. Mm-hmm. Did you belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity? Any organization that would have left Pushkies? Had Pushkies in your home?
Well, my wife had some Pushkies after when you got married, of course. She had some organization.
Remember
Pushkies.
Which were the first ones you had? You remember which were the first
Lechem Anim. And what else did we have those days?
And the Jewish hospital.
She's talking about Pushkies.
That's all right, but the organization that she belonged to, the first ones, was the Monifier
Bechoylem. Mm-hmm. Immediately. Well, you don't want me, though.
No, but he knew that you had Pushkies in the house and that you belonged to some organization, so I'll put down the wife. All right. Now, where did you go for good times at the beginning? Either with your friends of your same sex or with your wife when you were first married.
When I was single, we used to, those days, parties was very much big.
In homes.
At homes. Dances at those, at the Zion stall, at the Labor Lyceum. Mm-hmm. And we belonged to a dramatic club. We had a club down there. I was active in it.
Tell me about the dramatic club. That's right. That's before I came to Pittsburgh.
Yes. We were used to put up sketches in Yiddish.
Which place was this?
At the Labor Lyceum.
In Yiddish?
Yiddish. A lot of Sholem Aleichem's plays.
Yeah, and then when I came, I joined them. Oh, I'm not sorry.
Okay. Jacob Gordon's plays. We had we had a good time. We belonged to the club. In fact, we had a club that, from the dramatic club, that we used to, certain organizations used to take us out in the small towns, like Manassas, to Rochester. We used to go out there on a Sunday night and perform for certain organizations, Jewish organizations, everything Jewish organizations, mm-hmm. of course, to make some benefits, what mm-hmm. we call.
Mm-hmm. Did you participate in any sports activities at that time, or go to attend any sporting events?
Only baseball.
All right, now, were there any other kinds of activities, social, that you did when you were first married then?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What kind of things aside?
Dramatic work.
Dramatic work. Naturally, in summertime, we used to have picnics and stuff like that, go out on mm-hmm. Sundays and with friends.
And we ran shows and made money and gave it to the poor people. Mm-hmm. Yes, my dear. My Gertrude entertained them.
Yeah, well, that already is later. We're still trying to keep to the very beginning. Yeah, right. Now, did you know about the YMCA when you first came here, or were there any other non-Jewish organizations that you had? Did you have any contact with any of them?
The only one I joined when I got in business for myself in 1990 was the Lamuz. That's all. And that's the only organization that I belong to.
That was about 1921?
1921, 22 in those years, mm-hmm. yeah.
All right, now what other local meeting places in addition to were there any other beside the Zion Hall and the Labor Lyceum that you mentioned? Any political party meeting places or any other local organizational
places? We used to have lectures, we used to bring down, I mean, that was the Socialist Party, used to bring down the Workman's Circle, used to bring down a lot of speakers from New York that used to be held at the Lyceum Theater on Penn Avenue.
Lyceum Theater.
Yeah, that was the Lyceum there. We used to have very big speakers. And then we had a lot of meetings at a time when the pogrom started in Russia in 1918 and 19, before I was married yet. We used to have speakers that we used to have. Rabbi Ashinsky spoke to those meetings.
And we were those?
In the Lyceum Theater, the Nixon Theater. We used to have mass meetings, what they call these days. And we also had we used to have a drive for clothing to go around collecting for the pogroms for the Russian refugees in those years before right after the First World War. And they used to say that the Zionist hall, they used to be sitting there, people, and we used to send out young men and girls going around from house to house to make collections. That was those days. We did a lot for the Jews and the European Jews.
Now, how did you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
Through organizations.
At work.
At union, of course. And then joining these young organizations that I joined.
Now, were you friendly at that time with any non-Jewish people?
Very few.
Now, did any of your early friends, Jewish friends, remain lasting friends through your life?
We were three boyfriends. We were friends until recently, that the last one just passed away last year. We were three boyfriends together that we were stuck together like you couldn't tell us apart.
Now, you celebrated the Seders and things like that socially with your family that was here while you were living with them.
Yes, but you always find...
And the next question is about maintaining contacts with people in other parts of the world, and you said you wrote when you could get the mail through and back.
To your family, of course.
Were there any other parts of the world? Did you have any other family anywhere else?
No, just in Russia. I'll stay in Russia until 1921.
Are you an American citizen?
And correct.
When did you acquire your citizenship?
My citizenship I took out in 19... The first year I came over here, I took out my first papers because my father wanted me to become a citizen in order to be able to bring my family over, my mother and sisters.
And could you get citizenship papers before you were 21?
You took out your first papers.
You took your first papers.
And you had to wait 5 years regardless what age. I mean, I was 17 that time, and as soon as I took out my first papers... When I reached 21, I took him out.
Mm-hmm. And when did you first vote then?
Right after the election. Whenever, of course, it was 21 was no election until 1924, presidential election we're talking about. Yeah. But I was always active, never
missed. And what party did you belong to at the beginning?
Well, the Socialist Party at that time.
Now it says why. That's the first person I've had to answer ask that question.
I'll tell you why. Any person that became a member of those days in Workman's Circle, the Workman's Circle, if you heard about it.
Sure.
Arbitering.
At that time when you became a member, you had to give a pledge that you have to vote. The Socialist Party was very strong those days in the country. Mm-hmm. We had Debs running for president, Victor Berger, and we had all kind of men that ran for president, and we had a vote for them. Because there were many people who didn't vote for that, but you were supposed to, being a member there. And later on, I registered as a Democrat, became a Democrat, which I am until today.
Were you active in politics at all?
Never.
Now, you told me where, and I think when you first met your wife in New York.
Yeah.
I met her
in New York, and we got married in 1920.
Now, how did you meet her in New York?
Going for vacation there, on a summer vacation, I met her to a cousin of mine, the one who came over with me to this country, to Pittsburgh.
Oh, he had gone to New
he
York?
He went to New
with
York.
Too?
No, he went to New York ahead of me. He was there in 1918, and he asked me to come for vacation. I met my wife there, and I stayed there about a year's time. And we got married and came back to Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. And how old was your wife when you were married?
How old was my wife?
How old were you when he met you?
Oh, I was 15.
You were 15. And you got married then in
1920.
You were 17. When you met.
When I met, I was already 23.
Oh, okay.
I was 23 years old when I met her. I got married at my age. I was 24 when I got married.
Since your marriage was not prearranged, do you think if you had stayed in Europe and you'd gotten married, would your marriage have been prearranged in Europe? Were other people
No, not the way we were raised in our time. We weren't raised that way. We had a lot of friends in the other.
Now, did your wife's family come from the same country in Europe
Russia,
that you had come from?
Russia also.
Her parents had come from Russia. Do you think that was one of the reasons why you...
Because she was Russian? Yeah,
I mean, no, did you have that in common when you first met?
Not at all. Not at all. No, it was not at all. It was not the reason
at all. Did any of your friends or family in those days marry non-Jews that you knew of?
Not in our family.
Did you have, so then you didn't have any feelings about it?
No, we never thought about it. No.
Now, many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. Can you think of any problems of adjustment that you had during your first years of marriage?
Well, being in love as we were, I don't think we needed any adjustment.
All right. Sometimes people had, monetary problems or in-law problems.
No, thank God. First of all, my mother was not here, and our parents were in New York.
She shouldn't be here when you ask this. I'm going to ask you who made the important decisions in your home, and if this was different than the home in which you grew up.
No, there was never, and my mother was really also, being my father was away most of the time, as I mentioned before, they used to go to Scotland. Mm-hmm. My mother was the one who made the decisions. Mm-hmm. And when I got married, I gave my wife also the same privileges.
To make the decisions.
That's right. Except she never interfered in my business affairs. That's one thing she never did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what kind of schooling did your children receive here? Where did they go?
They went through to public school, high school.
It was Holmes.
That's right. Holmes.
And Shenley.
Shenley, Pitt, University of.
All right, and. Where did they get any Jewish education?
Yes. My wife was a supervisor of a Jewish Sunday school in Auckland, right there where we lived. She was very active there.
And that's where the children went.
That's where the children went there, yeah.
What's it? Adat Yisrael, huh?
Yeah, Adat Yisrael.
Adat Yisrael,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the Tree of Life.
So they went to... both out of Sithrell and for Sunday school. And Hebrew school?
No Hebrew school.
Was there any significant differences between the way you had been raised and the way you raised your children? What main things?
Well, there was not significant. But we raised them in the same way, to respect people, not the way children are raised these days, I assure you.
Did you have any problems in raising your children that you thought might be due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No, not at all.
And that's it?